I'm Jim Reed. This is a page from my Red Clay Diary. It's all about life, actually. This page is from way, way back. It's called White Knuckles. Mac leans over sideways in the yellow-orange traffic threader, his right elbow indenting the movable armrest, his left arm attached to the steering wheel, making little jerking motions as he weaves through traffic. Mac calls out his thoughts to no one in particular. "Damn Cadillacs take up most of the road," he grumbles, as I, sitting in the back seat, scrunch my shoulder blades together, hoping to magically decrease the width of the cab so that it won't lodge between the passing caddy on the left and a parked car on the right. Mac puffs hardly on a cigarette, while I cough and search frantically for the seatbelts he has long ago surgically removed. "Damn old people complain about a 245 fare to take them 6 blocks, he says in response to an undecipherable call on the two-way. "They don't understand what it costs to drive one. Spent $157 for brakes last week." There is a brief pause while he ponders his observation. He thuds through one of the town's obligatory potholes. "Hunk," he finally says. Mac's sandy 1950s ducktail hairdo is about the only neatly kept part of his being, and he is cutting corners, indeed driving over curbs, to get where he is taking me. The muffler bangs rhythmically on the underside of the cab. Mac starts blowing his horn at a red car that is leaking over into his lane. He never seems to see anything more than a half block ahead, so unloading trucks and stalled vehicles immediately cause the cab to stop and Mac to start cussing again. He pulls up into a handicapped space at the post office so that I can pick up mail. I hurry in, wondering whether my Iranian carpet bag will still be waiting for me when I return. Somehow, we arrive at the bookshop. I gave Mac a tip in gratitude for my life. I quickly get out of his way. Last I see of him, he is weaving across three lanes in his yellow-orange traffic threader, cursing the universe and all its purposeful obstacles. How I wish at this moment that I could return to my hometown as a child, getting on a bus to go downtown, a bus driven by somebody I actually know and feel safe around. I kind of wish that Mac could also remember how nice it was at one time in his life to be quietly and politely shuttled around in a yesteryear small town where people who don't necessarily always like each other at least act neighborly towards each other, because, after all, they would be crossing each other's paths for the rest of their lives.